Well, Nikolai, maybe talk a little bit about the first day on ice. You looked like you were pretty excited to get out there.
Yeah, obviously it was nice to finally get on the ice here, to finally get over here. We had some tests this morning, so and I'm still a little bit jet lagged, but I felt really good on the ice, and yeah.
How many different languages were the tests in?
Just one.
What kind of tests? What happened to your flight on the weekend?
Sorry?
What happened to your flight on the weekend?
Well, it got canceled, so I had to stay overnight in Copenhagen and fly. Well, I flew yesterday. So,
what's it been like for you since the draft, kind of getting ready for today?
Well, I was only home for 4 days, yeah, till I came over here again. So, not really much. I came home and I started working out again and all that. So, it has been stressful, but I'm finally here. So, yeah.
Is it nice to almost get into a routine starting here today for at least this week?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's nice to get up early. No. I mean, I feel good and I'm happy to be here right now. So I'm just going to enjoy this week and see what happens. Yeah.
What was the reaction like in your hometown?
Well, I mean, I know that all my friends and all my family were watching and following me and all that. Hockey in Denmark is not that big anymore, but it's I think it's getting bigger again. So I mean, obviously it's nice to have some players out of Denmark who are getting drafted into the NHL. So yeah.
I'm sure you heard that hockey is huge in Winnipeg, but did you think you'd walk into a packed building for a prospects camp?
No, not really. I mean, when I practice at home, there's nobody there. And now coming out here and seeing all these people, it's pretty amazing. And I think for me, it shows that they here in Winnipeg really care about their team, about their prospects. So it's always nice to see, yeah.
Were you able to talk to Jonathan Drouin at all, Nick, about getting ready, you know, for something like this, some of the away from hockey stuff that you're going to do as well?
Well, I mean, we've been talking a little bit. I've been talking to Zach too, and they've been telling me what's going to happen and what's going to go on and all that. So I was prepared for all this. So I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you able to come in and you said you feel comfortable on the ice? Do you able to come in and just kind of be yourself out there? Do you feel like you have to impress anybody or prove anything?
Well, I don't think that I have to impress anyone. I think I'm gonna go out and play my game. That's what I did all year. That's why I'm here now. So I'm just gonna keep on doing that. I'm just gonna keep on playing my game and work hard every single day. And then we'll see what happens in August. Yeah.
Nick, having spent last season in the East Coast, did you get much time to see the Jets? And if you did, what do you know about the team?
Well, I mean, like you said, like before last year, I didn't watch a lot of NHL because of the time difference from Europe to here. And last year, I tried to watch as many games as I could, and it didn't really matter what team I was watching. So I don't know a lot about all the NHL teams. I know a lot of the players, but that's it, yeah.
What's the biggest thing you want to work on in your game between now and training camp?
Well, I mean, I just want to get better. I just want to improve on everything. I mean, I want to put on some pounds, eat a lot and all that. And so I guess that's probably the biggest thing that I have to get better at. But I mean, it's hard to eat so much that you want to throw up after, you know. So I'm trying, and I'm gonna try till I get up on the ride. Yeah.
A couple of years ago during the lockout, you did have a chance to work out with Patrick Kane and Tyler Seguin. Were you able to kind of get any valuable information from them, you know, specifically Kane, how to be a smaller player and still be a premier player in the NHL?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I talked to them a lot during the games and during practices. They helped me a lot. They helped me with the decision of coming over here and play. And I talked, like you said, I talked a lot to Kane about the size and if I really could play in the NHL someday. And he said, you know what, like, it doesn't depend on your size that much. It depends on if you really want to play. And I want to play. I love playing hockey every single day. So I'm right now. I'm just happy to be here and enjoying the moment. So yeah.
Outside of the arena here this week, is there anything you want to do or see in Winnipeg?
Well, obviously, I want to go see the city and all that. But I mean, I don't know a lot about Winnipeg yet. But hopefully, we're going out and have some fun with the guys. You know, like go out to eat somewhere and all that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Your father was drafted, but didn't come to North America. Did you ever talk to him about this whole path that you're on and how you made a different choice than him?
Well, obviously, I asked him why he didn't go and try at least, and he said he wasn't ready. Where I'm totally different. I'm ready every single time I get the chance, you know. But I think, I mean, it was different times than back then. I mean, it's 30 years ago. So he also said that you got to go over and play no matter what. You got to try and give your best. And it's not the end of the world if you don't make the NHL, but I know that you can do it and all that. So that's what he said to me. And obviously it's nice to hear that from your dad, who knows a lot about hockey. So